Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. I was so incredibly excited to record this episode because I know that this is going to touch many of my clients and also those who think there are really incredible givers. I might prove them wrong today. This episode is brought to you by Meant for More event, live event, one day transformational day that is going to shake your mindset, your beliefs, and also help you connect with who you really are. We have a lineup of absolutely incredible speakers. And ladies, I can promise you that being in the energy of the possibilities, of seeing what's really out there, what is possible, you are going to be walking away like a completely different woman. And you are going to form such an incredible sisterhood that you will take with you for the rest of your life. But let's dive in this episode. So you think you are absolutely amazing giver? How true is that, really? Because the thing is that we as women, we love giving. We love nurturing others. We love supporting. It's this, you know, it's this motherhood. When we are trying to give our all to everybody around us, hoping that when we give everyone, everything, the last drop of us, we are going to deserve this feeling of peace and happiness and balance. And usually the opposite is really true. Because what happens, we very often don't realize that the giving has really two sides. It's not just like, oh, I will give you something and I will feel better. Yes, giving, it's amazing. And the other side of the giving, it's receiving. And usually, to be honest, we really suck as receivers. Like, just think about it. This morning, just to give you an example, I was calling my grandma. I call my grandma every single morning, no matter what. I swear it's like 360 days a year. When I'm calling her in the morning in Czech Republic, they have 9 hours more. So I always carefully calculate the hours. I either call her sometimes right before sleep because she wakes up early, or I call her in the morning when I'm driving to my workout or to my meetings with the clients. And this morning she was telling me how she was putting a new wallpaper on her wall so it looks like a new wood. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you are so creative and so handy. And she was like, no, it's not such a big deal. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. When someone gives you compliment, when you tell them, no, thank you, no, it's not such a big deal, or whatever your opposition to this compliment is, you are really robbing them from that experience to give you this beautiful gift of compliment. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. But today I want to share with you something that I am really excited about. So if you are ready to finally dig deep and dissolve those internal battles that are keeping you from a lackluster life, then I am here for you. Me and another speakers are joining our forces for one-day transformational event called Meant for More in sunny Las Vegas, April 27. Leave behind your limiting beliefs, fears, people-pleasing, and become the happy, healthy, and empowered woman you are meant to be. The seats are limited, so make sure to head over to meantformore.life and get your early bird ticket now before they are sold out. So I told her, when anytime someone tells you that you are good in something, or they're just thanking you, you just say thank you, because that's the other side of giving. You get to learn how to receive. Just think about it. How incredible it is when you took your time and you were looking for that perfect gift for someone, and you were so excited for them to unwrap it. And when they were unwrapping it, you know, they were resistant, like, oh, you didn't have to spend the money, you didn't have to waste the time. Well, little by little, you're like, man, just open it. You know, I want you to see that. Stop talking about it, what I should or I shouldn't. Just open it. You know, so the same, it's when somebody is giving you a compliment. Next time when someone tells you something nice, I know that the first thoughts might be negative, or just to stop them, or feeling humble, or just putting it down. But before you say anything, really take a deep breath, roll your shoulders back, stand a little bit taller. Unless you're driving, then you can just roll your shoulders back and say thank you. Because only when you learn to receive, you can truly, truly be an incredible giver. So repeat after me. I am an incredible giver, and I am an amazing receiver. I am an incredible giver and amazing receiver. Because when we truly allow the abundance coming in, when we receive, when we are grateful, when we acknowledge the good, even if it's a compliment or a little gift from someone, even if it's just a smile, when we celebrate these, the universe is going to match it and send even more of that. Because if someone is complimenting you, they took the effort and the time to find something good about you that resonates with them, and you're like, no, it's not such a big deal, it's not such a big thing, or no, it should taste better, or no, normally it's better. Well, then you're robbing yourself and them of the really gift of giving. So let's be all amazing receivers, because it makes us even better givers. And I know if you're anything like me, you love giving. So let's give a gift to others and also receive the gifts they want to give us. I love you. And remember, you matter. You really do. And your message too. So keep showing up no matter what's going on in your life. And make sure to also check out the website on meantformore.life, because the early bird is running out. So don't miss that. Our event is just a few weeks away and we have just few spots left. So grab yours and bring your girlfriends. Let's connect. Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. to share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, you will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be that strong minded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text, be that strong that minded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life being with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right. Tap the album for the podcast and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.